on the Sky News Centre at 7. A school bus has overturned near Carrawdor in County Down, triggering a major incident. 4 people have been taken to hospital of the 44 on board. 2,000 bereaved families are gathering in Tel Aviv on the first anniversary of Hamas's attacks on Israel. Sir Keir Starmer says it's a day of sorrow and grief. Israel insists its mission isn't over, with airstrikes continuing, including against Hezbollah in the Lebanese capital Beirut. Hamas says almost 42,000 people have died in the last 12 months. Dr. Nizam Mahmoud says he's witnessed appalling conditions at Nasser Hospital in Gaza.
Beds in the wards jammed against each other, in the corridors, on the balcony outside, with patients just spending 24 hours a day being exposed to dust and insects and so on.
A retired GP has been jailed for 22 years after he was found guilty of indecently assaulting 7 female patients during routine examinations. It happened in Berkshire in the 1980s and 90s. With the autumn budget fast approaching, the government's facing fresh pressure over the means testing of winter fuel payments for millions of pensioners.
We know around 780,000 people won't sign up in time, but also with 1 million people in fuel poverty above that mark. We are really, really worried now, as winter is approaching, about the impact this is going to have, particularly on the health of older people.
That's Labour MP Rachel Maskell speaking in the Commons. Work and Pensions Secretary Liz Kendall says she's determined to fast-track a merger of housing benefit and pension credit to ensure vulnerable pensioners get the help they need. The immediate closure of 35 TGI Fridays has led to more than 1,000 staff being made redundant. A rescue deal has saved almost 2,500 other positions. And England have made it 2 wins from 2 at the Women's T20 Cricket World Cup. They beat South Africa by 7 wickets, reaching a target of 125 runs for victory. That's the latest. I'm Anna Bates.
From the Borough Radio newsroom, I'm Gareth Joy. A runner has died after taking part in the Cardiff Half Marathon. They were taken to hospital after crossing the finishing line in yesterday's race. Organisers Run for Wales said it was a terrible tragedy. More than 29,000 runners took part in what was described as the biggest event in its history. A teenage girl who stabbed 3 people at a high school says she never wished anyone to be dead. A jury's heard the 14-year-old, who can't be named, always took a knife with her to Ysgol-Dyffryn Aman in Carmarthenshire. She admitted attacking 2 teachers and a pupil, but denies attempted murder. The trial at Swansea Crown Court continues. Locally, a councillor in Llantwit Major has defended not telling local residents about temporary housing. An email chain revealed Gwyn John held off from announcing work had begun on 90 mobile homes at the site of the former Eagleswell School. They're due to be occupied by Ukrainian refugees. Nearby residents are pursuing legal action against Vale Council, who have been accused of abusing planning rules. A stranded yacht endured a bumpy rescue after it got into trouble near Nash Point. A lifeboat crew from Barry Dock was called out to help the vessel, which had a seasick crew member on board, in the high seas. It then had to be towed back to Porthcawl when it ran out of fuel. The RNLI said everyone on board returned safely to shore. And more thunderstorms are expected to hit the Vale tonight. A Met Office yellow warning is now in place for most of South Wales until midnight, but forecasters say it will be hit and miss, with some places missing the worst. Some travel disruptions also expected. In sports, Charlton boss Nathan Jones says he'd happily leave the job and let fans pick the team. The Welshman revealed he had been abused by his own supporters during a 3-game losing streak. The Addicts responded by beating League One leaders Birmingham City at the weekend.
Now, here comes another hour of great music and local information
on the Vale's local radio station.
This is Bro Radio, the Vale's local radio station, and it's Monday Night Sport here at Bro with me, Mike Fowler, on this Monday, the 7th of October. So welcome one and all to the show, where we're going to review bumper sport action that took place in the Vale, with the Vale football teams in action, a selection of the Vale rugby teams that were in action, and a little bit more sports talk. All that and more to come. But remember, if you would like to be mentioned on the radio here at Bro, all you need to do is get in touch with us at sport@broradio.fm, and I could be talking about your sports show, sports club or sports team here at Bro.
Could you be a teenage idol? Could you be a movie star? So you want to be a rock star with blue-eyed bunnies in your bed? Well, remember when you're rich that you sold yourself for this. You'll be famous 'cause you're dead. So don't go higher for desire. I don't want to take you dancing, oh, when you're dancing with the world. You can flash your caviar in your million-dollar car. I don't need that kind of girl. But could you be the next sensation? Or will you set the latest style? You don't need a catchy song, 'cause the kids will sing along when you sell it with a smile. So don't go.
This is Monday Night Sport here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. So we're going to review the football action that took place over the weekend. And first of all, we're going to be talking all things Barrytown United. as the first of the season's Five Mile Lane derbies took place, and they saw Barrytown United beaten 4-1 at Cymru Premier League as Penobont. Manager Steve Jenkins was forced into making a late change, with Elliot Richards coming in for injured Mikey George, while Josh Yorworth returned after serving a one-game ban. Barry took the lead on the 40th minute as Harrison Bright cut inside and blasted the ball into the top corner of the net for his first league goal and probably goal of the season contender. But the league leaders were level 5 minutes after the break when Kane Owen's low drive deflected off Yorworth and evaded keeper Luke Rees. The Bont skipper got his brace on 72 minutes when he drilled the ball home from just outside the box. Barry's defence were left wanting as Nathan Wood struck from long range to extend the hosts' lead on the 81st minute, before Chris Venables sealed the point for Penobont less than 3 minutes later. A first defeat in four league games leaves Barry 8th and 3 points off the top six as they look to bounce back next Saturday at home to Britton Ferry at 2:30. But beyond that, Barry and Penobont do meet again in the quarterfinals of the Nathaniel MG Cup at Jenner Park on Wednesday the 22nd of October. And in the Adran Premier, Barrytown United romped home to a 4-1 victory at near neighbours Cardiff Met. Stevie MacArthur Campbell's side are now unbeaten in their last three games, following an impressive performance over the Archers side yet to register their first points of the season. Kick-off at Kincoid was delayed by 15 minutes and the torrential rain made for tricky conditions for both sides. But Barry did carve out some early chances, with Ellie Priest forcing Met keeper into making a couple of fine saves before the deadlock was broken on 23 minutes when Ellie Gunny's cross found Erin Murray, who turned her marker and struck for her second goal in as many games. The visitors went 2-up just before half-time with a well-worked timed counter-attack which ended with Lucy Atwood teeing up the ball for Amy Long to fire home. Both Murray and Long have scored against their former club. And Barry continued to press after the break, with half-time sub Chloe Tilly shooting over the bar and Priest being denied again at close range before she finally made amends on 63 minutes. Kira Harris scored her first goal in yellow and blue just 4 minutes later, with Emily Freeman providing the assist before the skipper earned score in the 73rd minute. Goalkeeper Molly Anson was denied a third straight clean sheet as the Met pulled a goal back moments later, but Barry had enough to clinch back-to-back wins. Barry remained fifth in the table, but only on goal difference, and within 3 points of league leaders Britton Ferry. Next Sunday sees Wrexham visit Jenner Park, hoping to build on their first win of the campaign after beating early strugglers Aberystwyth 3-1. And still to come, I'm going to round up the action from the Cymru South and a couple of select Vale teams from their other games that took place over the last week here at Bro Radio.
This is Bro Radio.
Experienced cleaners deserve more, and More Cleaning are looking for more cleaners to join our team. We can offer you guaranteed hours, a company pension, a great rate of pay, and we're big on career progression too. So talk to us today and you could soon be on our onboard training programme, ready to be part of our exciting journey. Find out more at more. That's morcleaning.co.uk. More Cleaning, multi-award winning cleaning that doesn't cost the earth.
Remember the moment when you both say I do for exceptional quality images. Capture their little yawns and tiny toes through beautiful newborn photography. Shutter Hire, capturing memories that last a lifetime. Engagement, weddings, maternity, newborn. Shutter Hire will take images you're guaranteed to treasure forever. Shutter Hire, your local photography studio in Dennis Powis. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, or at shutterhire.co.uk. Capturing memories that last a lifetime.
Well, hello there. I'm one pampered pooch. I've just come back from All Fours Grooming Services in Llantwit Major, you know, next door to the chocolate box, and Helen treated me like royalty. They do full grooming packages, spa treatments, they even brush your teeth. And if you've more than one dog, you can bring them together. All Fours Grooming Services isn't just for dogs, mind you. They also pamper cats. So, book your four-legged friends some pampering today at allfoursgroomingservices.co.uk. Your dog will love you for it.
Sullivan's Greengrocer has been providing local people with their five-a-day for over 50 years, and we now offer next-day delivery when you shop online. We've fruit and veg boxes bursting with in-season produce. You can also build your own box. Barry, Penarth, Llantwit Major, Dinas Powys, Sully, Roofs. Wherever you are across the Vale of Glamorgan, Sullivan's Greengrocer deliver direct to your door between 6 and 10 a.m. Monday to Saturday. Message us on Facebook or Instagram for 15% off your first box. Place your order today. Just search Sullivan's Greengrocer online.
From Sully to St Hilary,
the Vale's local radio station.
Pro Radio.
Love the thought. Love the thought.
Driving down an endless road, taking friends or moving the
It's Monday Night Sport here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. So, in the Cymru South, Llantwit Major held Goethe United for a 1-1 draw despite finishing the game with 9 men. Manager Ben State, nominated in Cymru South's monthly awards for September, was able to hand a debut to ex-Pennebont midfielder Jack Shaw, who joined during the summer transfer window but missed the start of the season due to illness. Llantwit started slowly and found themselves on the back foot when Kyron Gardner's close-range header put the visitors in front after just 13 minutes. The hosts equalised when Rob Jones's corner was turned in by Sean Williams on 62 minutes. But Llantwit found himself up against it in the closing stages as Joel Woodington was sent off for 2 bookings before Josh Morgan was shown straight red in the 81st minute. Major retain their 7-game unbeaten run in the league and sit 6th in the table, 4 points off new leaders Cambrian United. Before their next league outing at home to Newport City on Saturday, Llantwit are Antwerp bound for the first leg of their Phoenix Trophy first round clash with Belgium club Berchem Sport on Wednesday. And also in the Cymru South, Cairn Ely lost away 3-2 to Cumbrian Celtic, with all 5 goals coming in the second half. Oliver Redhead started the scoring just after half-time for the away team. On 73 minutes, there was a red card for the home team, with Josh Hinwood being sent off with a bit over 15 minutes left of the game. The home side drew level through Jack Prosser before the teams were levelled up again after a second yellow for Luke Davis. The game was still all level until the home team scored through Cole Doolan in the 89th minute, but 2 minutes later, Clayton Farrar equalised for Kyrie Lealy. But that wasn't enough. In the 93rd minute, Jack Prosser scored the winning goal. Kyrie Lealy are now 12th in the league. Next up is a home tie to Llanelli Town. And coming up, we're going to be bringing you results from other matches in the Vale.
I know you moved on to someone new. Hope life is beautiful. You were the light for me to find my truth. I just want to say thank you.
Leaving to find my soul. Told her I had to go. And I know it ain't pretty when our hearts get broke. Too young to feel this old. Watching us both turn cold. Oh, I know it ain't pretty when two hearts get broke. Yeah, I know it ain't pretty when two hearts get broke.
I hope someday we'll sit down together and laugh with each other about these days. All our troubles, we'll lay to rest and we'll wish we could come back to these days
to show for it now. And I know it ain't pretty when the fire burns out. Calling me when I'm drunk, remind me of what I've done. And I know it ain't pretty when you're trying to move on.
Traveled around the world, think where you living at now. I heard you moved to Austin, got an apartment and settled down. And
And every once in a while, I start texting. Write a paragraph, but then I delete the message. Think about you like a pastime. I could cry you a river, get you baptized. Oh, I wasn't ready to act right. Used to always think I'd get you back right. They say that things fall apart. We were gonna move to Brooklyn, you were gonna study art. Love is just a tool to remind us who we are, and that we are not alone when we're walking in the dark.
This is Bro Radio's Monday Night Sports Show, here with me, Mike Fowler. So, other Vale football teams that were in action. Ely Rangers, they run out 8-1 winners against Tom Pentra. Richard Greaves got the scoring underway for Rangers before Conor Ray brought the side's level. But then an 18th minute penalty for Alex Long. Then Long scored again 8 minutes later before Luke Burnage rounded off the first half goals. A host of substitutes were made by the away side, but it wasn't enough to stop Long scoring again before Richard Greaves grabbed his second. Yusuf Mohamed Moore was then on the score sheet for Rangers. Tom Pentra's game was summed up by the 8th Rangers goal, which was made up of an own goal from Joshua Hardy. Rangers sit 6th in the table. Next up is a home league game against Port Talbot Town. And Dinas Powys were also in action at home to Penacroig. They went down 2-0 after two early goals were scored for the away team from Tay Watts and Georgian Chikoko in the FAW Amateur Trophy. It's another cup game next for Dinas against Heal Gerrig Red Lion Community in the Hugh James South Wales FA Senior Cup. Next up will be around the rugby action that took place in the Vale over the weekend.
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio.
Need appliances? Need them now? Visit Homeworld, your first choice appliance centre. We've hundreds of big name appliances in stock and available for same or next day delivery. And we monitor prices daily, so you'll always find our lowest prices. We're also your first choice for installing and repairing washing machines, dishwashers, cookers, fridges, freezers, including built-in, freestanding and integrated models. We'll even take away your old ones too. Shop new appliances or get your old repaired. See more at home-world.co.uk. Homeworld, on Lower Guthrie Street, Barry. Search Oil Gently Chefs on What Three Words.
Are you a small business owner or an entrepreneur? TL Systems are specialists in supporting sole traders and small businesses with their IT and telephone needs. We'll supply your internet, phone, office, security and web hosting, and then back it all up so your data is safe. Our rates are very affordable for you as a small business owner. We can supply everything and give you peace of mind with a maintenance contract from as little as £30 per month. TL Systems. Call us for a chat on 01446 747 702. Pop into our shop at the bottom of Halton Road, Barry, or visit tlsystems.co.uk.
Want to know about the health and wellbeing services available to you in your local area and across Wales? Then take a look at Dewis Cymru today. From youth clubs to walking groups, exercise classes to help with shopping. Dewis Cymru offers up-to-date links and contacts to local groups, events, support and care services that can help improve your health and well-being. Find out about all the ways Dewis Cymru can help you and your loved ones at dewis.wales today.
There's never been a better time to join Penarth Athletic Club. With membership starting at just £20, enjoy a great family-friendly atmosphere. We hold regular events and great food is often available from our band of pop-up restaurant friends. Why not book your next private party or function with us and celebrate your special occasion with hassle-free catering and entertainment available too. Penarth Athletic Club. Call or text us on our dedicated reservation number 077 612 46809 or find us on Facebook at Penarth Athletic Club.
for a delicious takeaway. You can't get better than Friar Tuck Fish and Chips on Richard Street, Barry. Tasty chips, quality burgers, loaded southern fried chicken fries, and reel in Friar Tuck's summer holiday family deal. 20 cod bites, chips, and a large Coke, perfect for sharing, for just $18.99 in store. Friar Tuck delivers to Barry and surrounding areas via Uber. So place your order at friartuckbarry.com or find us behind the old Wilko.
From Cowbridge to Cosmeston,
the Vale's local radio station.
Your keys, 'cause whatever you're drinking, it's on me, it's on me. Stand if you want to, stare if you want to, but I got to party, I need me a party. Came here to get you, but I can't wait to grab me a partner and cut a rug up tonight, yeah. But I got to party, I'm up in the party, I'm glad that I got you, and it's alright, you got you a partner, and cut a rug up tonight, yeah.
Stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind. Walk to move ahead, but the
just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. In the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Looking out to provide, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and you never get the credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. 9 to 5, yeah, they got you where they want you. There's a better life and you think about it, don't you? It's a rich man's game, no matter what they call.
This is Bro Radio and your Monday night sports show here with me, Mike Fowler. So we're going to change sports again now, and we're going to be looking at the Vale teams that were in cup action over the last weekend. And Ballyard FC are out of the Division 1 Cup after calling off their first round clash against Abergavenny. The Bombers were due to host Abergavenny at the Reservoir Field, but injuries and illness have sidelined 10 players in the first team squad. The option of permit players was ruled out as they would have been cup tied should their club make progress in the competition. The Bombers therefore forfeit the game with Abergavenny going through to the next round. It's been a tough start to the season for Barry, who have lost their first three games in Division 1 of the Admiral League. But Barry's youth team are home to Cardiff Premiership Blue League on Saturday at 2:30. And it was also mixed fortune for the other teams in the Vale in the cup competition. Penarth went down, went out of the Division 1 Cup 17-7 at home to Llanharan. Cowbridge did book their place into round 2 of the Division 2 Cup following a 35-31 victory at Blina, while Llantwit Major beat Treharris 45-5 to progress into Division 3 Cup. Old Penarthians were knocked out of the Division 5 Cup despite holding Kevin Coyd to a 24-all draw. Their hosts were awarded victory on try count. And elsewhere, Sully Sports began their cup campaign with a 21-18 win at Girling. And back to the Vale rugby teams. Up next for Barry is an away game at St Joseph's, and for Penarth, they've got a home tie against Abercynon next weekend.
You feel the moments get-
So this is your Monday night sports show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. So here at Bro Radio, you know we're the Vale's local radio station and we're here for the people of the Vale. And that's exactly what we want to do here at the sports show. So we want the people of the Vale to get in touch with me at sport@broradio.fm and let me know what your sports teams, sports clubs, all any sporting events that you've got going on, so I can let everyone else in the Vale know about the fantastic things that are going on with your club. If you want to showcase any of your volunteers that put the hard hours in to make your sports club work, or if you just want a shout out because you think, oh, my sport's not being mentioned enough, then just get in touch with me at Bro Radio and I could potentially be talking all about your sport, sports club or event. Remember, it's sport@broradio.fm.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
Say
Welcome back to your Monday night sports show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. So, have you ever heard of the Irish team sport Gaelic football? Well, if not, never fear. I'm going to be speaking to somebody next week that's looking at bringing Gaelic football to the Vale. Now, if like me, you don't really know too much about the rules, you're not even sure about the score on it, then we're going to be having a whistle-stop guide to how to play Gaelic football. And probably by the time I finished talking about this, I'll be able to argue with the referee about a decision that they've made when sitting down and watching it. So if you're going to be interested in a new sport or just want to understand the rules of it a bit more, then all you need to do is listen next week. And I do need to make sure that it's rules and not laws, because I always end up getting a head shake from one of my mates when I talk about rugby, and I always say rules to rugby and he always corrects me to laws. So I think that's the first thing that I'm going to need to get straight. But it's an exciting project, and I hope that you can all listen in and listen to what's being said about that Gaelic football. And also, if you would like your sport mentioned, again, just get in touch with us here at Bro Radio at sport@broradio.fm.
You could have
This is Bro Radio's Monday Night Sports Show here with me, Mike Fowler. So we're closing in on the end of another weekly sports show. And I normally try and think of a sports-related pun to finish my show. But I fear that I'm in danger of ending up in the sin bin if I carry on down that route. So what I'm just going to say to you is just enjoy whatever sport that you're taking part in. And if, like me, you're taking part involves sitting in front of the sofa, on front of the TV on the sofa, then just enjoy that as well. And remember, there's plenty of sports in action taking place at the Vale. So if you want to get out there and support your local teams in the Vale, then I'm sure they'll be more than happy for you to join whatever sport that's going on, wherever it's going on in the Vale. Up next here, a Bro. It's the evening show.
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio. At Case UK, we're all about providing mental health and well-being support that shines through. And we're proud to have opened our new Case Cafe at the YMCA. We are here Monday through Saturday, serving up our delicious own blend of fair trade coffee and a tasty menu catering for all dietary needs. We've a pretty good kids menu too. Case Cafe is run by some fab local people from Barry, and we offer fully funded support for mental or physical health. Just in case. Case Cafe. You'll find us at the YMCA on Court Road or see ymcabarry.org.uk.
What's in the box?
We kicked off another week by going straight to voicemail. But what do you think's inside? We told you it's something you might buy for a friend or family member. It's not a mobile phone charger, it's not a box of chocolates, and it's not a bottle of Hendarian whiskey. You can see all the incorrect answers so far, plus get full T's and C's at broradio.fm/box.
Your next chance to play What's in the Box is tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Register to play at broradio.fm. Bro Radio's What's in the Box.
If you want pet supplies delivered free to your door or dream of having a beautiful garden, then Uno's Pet and Garden Store in Clanwick Major is the name to know. From poultry to puppies, horses to hamsters, whatever the pet, we have what you need, including food, treats and treatments. We also stock all your garden essentials, so whether you're a green-fingered expert or a less prolific planter, we have everything you need for your perfect garden and offer free delivery to the majority of the Vale with no minimum order. Visit us online now at unospetstore.com. That's unospetstore.com.
The Penarth Operatic and Dramatic Society, affectionately known as PODS, are celebrating their centenary year and are proud to present their latest play, Steel Magnolias. This hilarious, heartwarming tale follows the friendship of six women facing the highs and lows of life and love. Amidst the chaos, they always find time to gossip and set the world to rights. Steel Magnolias, the 9th to the 12th of October at the Paget Rooms Penarth. Get tickets, y'all, at ticketsource.co.uk/pods.
Part of your community since 2009.
The Vale's local radio station.
On FM, DAB+, online, mobile and smart speaker. This is Bro Radio.